Good evening, everybody. The shir today is sponsored in memory of Chaya Perel, Bas Moshe Yitzchak, Kol Nemensky, by Karen Elliott Nemensky and family. The Chaya Perel, she's a Melitz Yosher, and always inspired the family for good things. The topic of the shir today, as it's on the sheet, it says free will, Bechir Chavshis, but I would rather title it as free will and the will of God, the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which to understand how our Bechir HaChavshit comes together with the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there are many aspects of Bechir HaChavshit I discussed today. I'm really going to be focusing on the Sheet of the Rambam. Now obviously it's very apropos this time of year, because this time of year we read about Parshas Va'era, Bo, and even B'Shalach, where it seems like Paro is not making his own decisions. This is a question which the Rambam himself discusses. The Rambam in Perakei of Hilchas Teshuva, and you have in front of you on Daf Mikorot, source number one, the Rambam in Halacha Dalet. And the Rambam in that whole Perak deals with the whole issue of Bechira. And the Rambam in Halacha Dalet says that we have to believe Bechira Chavshis has to be a given. Why does Bechira Chavshis have to be a given? Because we know the Rambam says that there is Schar Ba'onesh. Schar Ba'onesh is one of the Yisodi Emuna, that every Jew has to believe in the concept that a person will be rewarded for doing mitzvos and averos, and be punished for doing averos. And the Rambam states in Halacha Dalet, the Ilu Kel Hayagozel Adam Liostad Karasha. He says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would command a person to be a tzaddik or a rasha, or let's say, for example, there's something that draws a person to go in a certain way, a certain path, or to have a certain way of thinking. Very important how you think also. Or certain attributes. As he says, certain fools think that a person is controlled, the person is not of his own free will. How could the Nevi'im come and say, do this and don't do this? Obviously, we're not in control. The Nevi'im said, improve your ways, don't go after your wickedness. And it's already programmed, we're going to act a certain way. How can the Nevi'im come to us? How can we be punished? So he says, oh, Mishal is Chal Tzadik, and how can we get reward for a Tzadik? Hashom b'kol ha'aretz, lo yaseh mishpat. He says, so then he might ask the question that how can a person do what he wants and everything is in his hands? Can a person do something without the rishus of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Not as wants, but he wants. So how can we go against all of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? The Rambam says, "Shakol kechefso yase, v'yapal pi shemaseinu misturim lanu." That everything is according to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though the action is given over us. And then he goes on. So he says, "Ketzav kishem shayotzer chafetz liyosa eish faruach olam lamalo." Remember, the Rambam is operating with the four basic elements. Okay, fire, water, wind, and earth. So just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that fire and wind should go be above, v'mayim v'aretz yardu lamata, and water and earth should be the bottom, v'gal v'sav of the eagle, and the earth should revolve. V'chein shar v'yos olam liyos min hagam, shekavetz v'o kacha chavetz liyos ha'adav v'shusto b'yado, v'chol ma'is m'shurim lo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that a person should have control of his own actions, and all of the actions given over to him. V'lo yelo kofa v'lo moshek elohumi atzun edaito shenasun lo hakel osa kol adam yachal asos. And therefore the Rama continues, l'fichav danin osa l'fimasav imasa tova metivin lo imasa ra marim lo, something good we reward him, he does something bad, he's punished. V'hu shanavi omer v'yechem hoistos lachem that basically the Navi says, you caused everything to happen, and Shlomo HaMelech says, Smach Bachar Yaldusecha, the Bachar should be happy, the youth and his youth, and he should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge everybody. Okay, this is the Rambam, and he speaks about Bechira Chashis. The Rambam really is saying here, is that there are laws of the universe, there are laws of nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, problem of nature, laws of nature, he spoke about the four basic elements, that the earth has to revolve, and how things grow. And he said the law of nature is also that a person that Bechira Chavshis. And what does the Rambam mean? So the Rambam basically means that Bechira Chavshis has become a law of nature. Kadosh Baruch Hu has made it that way. And he said, and it's very difficult for us to understand, but this is essentially what is spoken about called Simson. That in order for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not going to talk about Simson, but in order for a Kadosh Baruch Hu to create the world, so a Kadosh Baruch Hu presence fills everywhere. In order to create the world, on some level, he had to mitzamsem himself. He had to limit himself on some level. There's a whole discussion what kind of simsum there is. But this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's simsum that he says he gives everyone the Bechira Chavshis. He wants the Bechira Chavshis. Now, you might ask the question, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supposed to be able to do everything. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do everything, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that man should Bechira Chavshis. And even though we might question and show, does that show the complete control of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the perfection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So I saw in a sefer by Rabbi Yaakov Weinberg, son of Racha, a number of years ago, he makes a very important point. I don't know if you ever heard, but he always used to ask the question, can a Kadosh Baruch Hu create a rock that he can't lift? And the question would be, well, if he can't create a rock that he can't lift, that means he's not perfect. And if he can't lift the rock, that means he's not perfect either. He can't do everything. He says, we can't measure a Kadosh Baruch Hu by our own mind, our own impressions. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu is by himself. And therefore, even though to our eyes something might not seem perfect, but we can't scribe a Kadosh Baruch Hu or evaluate a Kadosh Baruch Hu with our methods of evaluation. And therefore, and that's why he said to ask a question like that, you can't ask about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the same thing is, we can't really ask, how can a Kadosh Baruch Hu be the Kone HaKol and the Adam HaOlam if he doesn't control our actions? And the answer obviously is, a Kadosh Baruch Hu could control our actions, but he decided not to. That was a kuki ateva. That's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Okay, that's the Rambam. Now, so the Rambam seems to say very clearly that everybody has free choice. And the question is asked, that if we go ahead and look at certain Gemaras, the Gemaras don't imply that way. Why? Because the Gemara says, the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, source number 2, the Kuf Nun Vav Mem Aleph. And if you want to look at the Gemara starts on Kuf Nun Vav Mem Aleph, does Kuf Nun Vav Mem Beis, and it gives many examples how people are born under a certain constellation with a certain nature, and therefore it seems that their nature is set, and there's really not much they can do about it. So, for example, the Gemara, I just cut out a few lines. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, Haiman de Shabtoi, a person who's born under the influence of Saturn. Okay? Yi Gvar Machshavet de Gatelim. So, for whatever reason, Saturn is going to have an influence that his machshavos, his thoughts, will be literally think of things and dream, and he won't accomplish what he thinks. If that's one interpretation. The Ishtam and Sunzei, no. Called the machshavin alive b'teilu, and people think about him become buckle. So people think about somebody else. Let's say Reuben thinks something about Shimon, and Shimon was born under the influence of Saturn. So then Reuben's thoughts about Shimon will not be fulfilled. Okay, then he says a high minded tzedek, and a person who is born under influence of Jupiter. And by the way, I'm just translating Gemara. I don't really understand anything about astrology. He gevar tzadkin, he'll be a righteous person. In other words, he'll be a person who does righteousness, does tzedakah, be involved in chesed. Amar Nachum Bar Yitzchak. But tzadkin and mitzvahs also was going to try to get a hold of and doing mitzvahs. You know, not just a sense of justice and what's right, but he's going to be a tzadkin in terms of doing mitzvahs. Okay? That's, you know, so it seems that a person who's born in the under the influence of Jupiter, right? God said he's going to be a righteous person. Then it says, Haimand Mamadim. So a person who's born under influence of Madim, of Mars. So he says, so Yigvar Ashidama will be a person who sheds blood. Alright? And he says, so Iganva, he can be either a ganef, you know, who might attack people. Itatcha, he can be a butcher. Imola, he can be a moel. Amar Rava, so Rava said, I don't understand.
under the Madim Havaya. I was born under the constellation of Mar, and I'm not a Moel. I'm not a butcher. I'm not a Ganav. So about Abaya says, you know what, Mar Nami Amish Bekatil. You know, you're a Shiva, you're a Dayan, and you know, sometimes some of the decisions you make could really affect somebody in a very negative manner. That's what he says. So it seems that from this Gemara, there's a question that Avodah Samelech asked and others asked, that no, people don't have free choice. People's natures are set. So how can the Rambam say that people's natures are not set? Okay, before we answer that question, I'd like to see a Tosfos Maseches Nida. So we know that the Gemara says, Chazal tell us, that Hakol Midei Shamayim, everything is Midei Shamayim. There's two Gemaras. One is Sinan Pachim, cold and hot. And the other thing is Yerushamayim. We know everything is in the hands of heaven except for Yerushamayim. Whether I want to be Yerushamayim or not, that's my decision. So the Gemara asks the question, the Intomar for Chizkiyah. So we know Chizkiyah HaMelech, we know, didn't get married. Okay, we'll come back. Chizkiyah was a tzaddik, and the Torah that was learned while he was when he was the Melech Yisrael, and what he did for Klal Yisrael at that time, he comes close to David and Shlomo, in that group of David and Shlomo. So he says, Yeshayahu Navi comes to Chizkiyah and says, Yeshayahu, he says, you know, you're sick, you're dying, you're leaving this world, you're not going to have Olam Haba either. Chizkiyah says, I'm not going to have Olam Haba. I've been working so hard. He says, well, you never got married. You didn't get married. So Chizkiyah says, you know, I didn't get married because I saw that my two children would be Rishayim, Amon and Menashe, right? So he says, so Yeshayahu says to him, Bahada the Kasha Rahman Olam Alach. What God, you know, he says, your obligation is to get married. What God plans has nothing to do with you. So why are you doing that? So anyways, Yeshayahu said it was too late. Chizkiyah says, so basically, he says, Yeshayahu, get out of here. He says, I have Masara, my family. You can always do tshuva. And so beautifully explained, he turns to the wall, and he talks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard his tefillos. And he got married, and he had two children. And one of the children, one died, you know, as a child. According to Chazal, what happened was Chizkiyah was carrying them to cheder, whatever that means, and he heard a discussion about using Chizkiyah's melech, Chizkiyah's head for, I think, if I remember correctly, for a mizbeach, for a avodah zarah, and he dropped them, and one died, and Menashe lived. And we know Menashe was a very, very big rasha. Menashe was the one, basically, who set into place the downward trend of Klal Yisrael, which caused the churban bayis rishon. Okay. So the Gemara says, so Tosfos asks the question, HaKovid HaShem puts me Yerushimayim? Bim Tomar. Well, HaChizkiyah Chaza Da'avu Rabbanik Lo Mali. Chizkiyah saw, Gemara and Brachas, that he has sons that would not be good Jews, to say the least. Alma, so we see, the Nigzar called him later, so Yerushimayim. It was Nigzar before they were born, it wouldn't be Yerushimayim. So how can we say, HaKovid HaShem puts me Yerushimayim? The Kashin Rambam also. So Tosfos gives what seems to be three terutzim. Number one, the Yesh Lomar, Ter Eru Masha Asid Liyos. So number one, in other words, Menashe had that free choice what to do, but Chizkiyah was able to see the future. We'll come back to that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed Chizkiyah to see what HaKadosh Baruch himself could see, and he saw the future. That's one answer. We'll come back to that idea. The second, V'od, the Harbe Dvarim Tola V'mazel, Kedamar B'Shili Shabbos. Many, many things depend on mazel, as we say in Masechta Shabbos, man di yisulid v'tzedek yitzadkin mitzvahs yisulid v'shabbos, miskari, if someone is born on Shabbos, or miskari kadisha, so he'll be called the kadosh, v'chein hod amir kaldoy la amir Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. So the kaldoy said to man di yisulid v'shabbos means so Shabbos, someone is born in another constellation, so he'll be called kadosh. And the Kaldoi, the stargazer, said to the mother of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, this is very important, I can see Baruch Gan Valahave, your son is going to be a Ganav. Baruch going to be a Ganav. So what does she do? She got very concerned, the Gemara says, and basically, she made sure that he wore a kippah all the time. Why did he wear a kippah all the time? Because he wore a kippah, the Gemara says, you'll always have Yerushimayim, think of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the point of the kippah, to remind us that there's something above us. Okay? And because of that, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, and she told him, make sure you wear your kippah all the time. And because of that, Rav Nachman Yitzchak turned out to be Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So he says, so that's one answer. So one answer is, that is totally the mazel. For Od, and then he says, the Ein Zevi De Shamayim, Ki Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rotz L'Shanas Hilach HaMazalos. And then the second answer is, he's like, it's not Bidei Shemayim. In other words, it wasn't Bidei Shemayim. It was the constellations. It was Teva. and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu has adopted the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not change what the constellation would say, that in itself made it Lovi Dei Shemayim, because, as it seems, the constellations caused it, which is very, very difficult. So, in order to explain, what are the two answers of Tosfos? So, my father, Avraham Soloveitchik, I heard him explain many, many times that what Rav Ashi says. Rav Ashi says that, let's say, for example, he says, a person is born in Mazel Madim, he can be a Moel. Umna, by the way, is a bloodletter, a doctor, a ganef, a tabach, a Moel. So what does that mean? In other words, everyone has certain drives. And a person has a choice whether or not he can channel that drive to be he channel that drive in a positive manner, or channel that drive in a negative manner. For example, someone who has a very good ear for music and loves music. So he can use his talent for music either for singing Shirei Kedusha or even classical music. These are songs, the Gra Hall that was in the highest level. Or he can use his talent for music to sing songs that are very inappropriate. So and a person can use his knowledge for many, many things and talents for many things. So and that's what his idea is. If someone has this drive for blood, he's able to channel that drive in a positive manner or a negative manner. Right? And therefore, even though you're born under this model, doesn't mean you have to be God good a murderer. And that's actually that could be what the first answer of Tosfos is. First answer is that the destiny of Menashe was determined. All it was is that Menashe had this drive. And Menashe could have channeled his drive in a positive manner, which he didn't. And Chizkiyo saw the drive Menashe would have. And Chizkiyo knew how difficult it would be. The second answer is, and this will come back to the Rambam, because the Rambam really does not express what I just mentioned. That a person, you know, has a drive, and he channels his drive in the right way. The Rambam does not express it. The Avodas HaMelech points out that according to the Rambam, how does Rambam deal with the Gemara? And that Kuchnav Avodas HaMelech was Rav Nachman Karkovsky. That was an uncle of my father. It was my father's mother's, Rav Soloveitchik's sister's husband, Rav Nachman Karkovsky. My grandmother, maybe one boy in the family, but all her sisters and herself married Gedolei Torah, Rav Nachman Karkovsky. And he wrote a sefer, Avodas HaMelech, and he says that according to the Rambam, yes, a person has a drive. And if a person has a drive, it's very difficult to overcome that drive. But a person really wants to, he can overcome the drive, no matter how difficult it is. Sometimes a person is born with a certain drive, or he's born in a certain situation, which I'll explain in a minute, which seems almost impossible to overcome, and a person can overcome the situation to overcome that drive. And really, this idea of Avodas HaMelech is really expressed by the Marsha in Maseches Nida. Because the Gemara and that Maseches Nida, at source number 4, Daf Ayin on the Bay, tells us, there's Shlosha. Someone asked three questions of Derech Eretz, and this is one of the questions was Mayas Adam Beyachkam. What is a person who wants to become smart? You have a person who he wants to be wise, and he tries, he really, there are challenges, and he tries to learn, and by the way, he tries, we're talking here about Torah, obviously, he's putting a lot of effort in, and the fact of the matter is that it just doesn't go. So what does he say? The Gemara says, he doesn't have that talent. I remember that I once heard a story about a certain person who wasn't necessarily so bright, and he worked very hard, and he was able to accomplish something. And if Aaron Calder heard the story, he cried, because if Aaron Calder felt he would never have that challenge. But Aaron Calder was a very bright person, so Gemara says, so what should you do? In source number 4, Amram Yir Bevi Yeshiva, he should sit and learn. The Yemayim B'Shara doesn't mean you shouldn't work at all. You have to make a living, but don't work that much. Just enough to make a living. So Amru Harvey also came to Holem. Just a second, there are a lot of people who minimized the business dealings. They spent a lot of time learning. It didn't help. Eliyavak Shurachamin. So besides learning, you have to ask for mercy to Misha Chachma Shalom from the source of Chachma. Eshenemar Ki Hashem Yitein Chachma Tiv Das V'Tfuna. So obviously you can't daven without learning. That's not going to help. But a person, if he wants to try, he wants to improve, he wants to learn, he wants to, you know, to challenge his intelligence and grow, he has to work out himself, and also he has to daven. So the Marsha, source number 5, and the Samach Testament Beis, so he says that this is very, what was the basis of this question? Because we know that there's a Gemara Gemara says that before a baby is conceived, or before it's born, before it's conceived, so the Shama, the Malach, who's Mamuna, appointed on the souls, comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, what's going to be the nature of this neshama? What's going to be the nature? And the question is, the Marsha answers this Gemara, the question is, he's Tipazu, second line of the Marsha, Mate Aleha, Chacham, a Chacham, or a Tipesh, Ashir, rich, or Ani, Vamrinan. He says, the question is, we say, V'al Machayah, B'nei Mizon, Rabbis Chusat Aleim Losa. He says, Tolu B'mazel, there's something Tolu B'mazel. So therefore, somebody that's Tolu B'mazel, a person that's smart or not smart, let's say he wants to learn, what should he do? So the Gemara says, then what should you do to change the gzera? So he says, someone feels like he's very foolish. You're with the yeshiva. Because he says, v'yishtadlus v'esek gadol, you work very hard, you put a lot of effort into it. Avad eshiyu d'shmai, v'siyayta d'shmai, help from Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'tfila v'schuyos eshel l'shanas ha'gzera. You can change the gzera. He says, k'matzik. He says, you have to have, he says, in the same thing when it comes to wealth and money. Person wants to be wealthy, even though it's decreed. So then a person can change. If he really wants to, he can change the gzera. There's a story, it comes from both sides of my mother's side and my father's side, that is really actually is relevant to the shir, that their ancestors, I'm not some generations back, I don't think it was the same ancestor, but were very concerned that their children should never marry out. Descendants should never marry out. So they went to a certain Rav, holy Rav, I don't know, and they asked for a bracha, and they want a bracha that our descendants shouldn't marry out, you know, God forbid, you know, assimilate. And the Rav, whoever it was, gave a bracha and said, I can't give you a bracha, because not marrying out is really Yirah Shemayim, right? It's really Yirah Shemayim. Our COVID, they start with Yirah Shemayim. But I can give you a bracha that nobody of your descendants will ever become very wealthy. Okay? My father told me, he said, Kachav, all the generations, no one, he says, as he knows, no one assimilated, right? No one assimilated, and nobody ever, and no one ever became wealthy. And as a matter of fact, my father told me, he said, my father had a cousin in Chicago, very, very nice man, but, you know, he survived the Shoah, and he got married, and he was so far. He was so far from Yiddishkeit. And he had such a religious father. And my father said that he doesn't know, this person, unfortunately, you know, was not Zohar to have children. My father said, he doesn't want to explain the Gzeiros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that situation, but he said, you know, it could be he was so far from Judaism that the next generation would assimilate. He doesn't know, but he said, that was the bracha. So he said, but the Baal, let's say, for example, I want to become rich. Okay, it's in my genes. I can't become rich. Okay, so the Marsha says, if I really want to become rich, and I really want to work hard, and I really daven, maybe I'll become rich. Okay, but you know, it's not enough. You can't rely on that. So, but he says, but the Marsha says, but therefore he says, when there's a gzera, a person can really work very hard on the gzera, and he can change the gzera in regard to learning, in regard to everything. And they say, and that's the idea. The Rambam says, yes, the Rambam says, it's true. Everyone has free choice. They can make to take their own choices in life and to choose their own path. But it's determined, it's programmed, whether situation, whether it's because of the you know, your surroundings or the born. So Rambam says nonsense. Everybody can change, but they have to work very hard sometimes. I want to mention a story, two examples. Number one, when Moshe Feinstein, Zichron Levracha, said one of his rebbeim, and I think sort of his main rebbe, was a person by the Rav Pesach Prushkin. Okay? Rav Pesach Prushkin, so he wrote in Hadamah to Sefer that he was yeshiva, he was an average boy. Not only was he an average boy, sometimes he would say svaros that the kids, boys would laugh at, because he didn't think, whatever. He was a very serious boy, he was a Yorei Shemayim, but in terms of learning, he wasn't holding. And he felt so bad. He really wanted to be holding, learning. He really wanted to learn. And he says he davened, he cried. And again, he became the Rebbe of Moshe Feinstein. Right? So a person can change the gzera. And another story, not in regard to learning, there's a person, that, I don't want to say where he is, but there's a person I knew that I would tell you now, and I will, Jewish person, grew up in a house, didn't have a father, had a mother who wasn't religious, and if you wanted to bet, this boy would never grow up to be a respectable human being, or to be from. Okay, why? What was he was one child in the family. What was his mother's profession? His mother's profession was prostitution. There's two stories, okay? So it's true prostitution. And she sent him to a frum school in Chicago. Why? Very simple. My father told me the story. Because public schools finished at 2 o'clock, it's a true story, at 4:30, and there was more time for clients. So this boy went to this frum school. Then after he was so impressed by the rabbeim there, after that, he went actually to, I would say, not even, this school actually wasn't one of the more modern schools, because the modern schools finished a little bit earlier, okay? And he went to a very yeshivish high school, and went on to Beis Medrash, and he's a very respected person in the Orthodox scene in America now, today. And my father told me a story when my father, he wasn't a student of my father's. My father was invited when he got engaged to the Vort, if I'm going to speak. Because this boy, he says, he picked himself up from the dirt, from the dustbin, from the dump, right? Mimiki, I remember that time, I wasn't the Bible, I think he said, Mimiki me off for dom, me ask what's your remedio. Everyone can change. And that's what the Rambam says, everybody can change. And that's what the Avodas HaMelech says, no matter what it is, the person has to know that they can change. They can change almost anything. You have to daven, you have to work hard, and it could be you require a lot of work, but you can change. Okay, so that's the first part of the shiur. The second part of the shiur is the more difficult part of the shiur, and that's the Rambam discusses, has a major theological dilemma. And that is, that how can we say that HaKadosh Baruch gives us free choice, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going to happen? Right? Who knows what's going to happen? So let's say for example, okay? I really tried to come on time today. I really did. I left early enough, okay? But I came a minute late. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew. So, obviously if I had known, I probably left 15 minutes earlier. But in regard to everything, that whatever we do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. So therefore, how can we say a free choice? Let's see the Rambam. So Rambam, source number 6. Shema Tomar. It's a very important Rambam to see. Hello, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodei HaKol Mashiyyeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything. V'kodim Shiyyeh Yoda. Before this happens, Yoda HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zeh Shezeh Yeh Tzadik HaRasha Lo Yoda. This will be a Tzadik HaRasha. But he says, we won't know. In Yoda Shul Yeh Tzadik, Yeh Shesh Lo Yeh Tzadik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows he's to be a Tzadik, it's impossible not to be a Tzadik. In Tomer Shiyah Yoda Shiyah Tzadik Yeh Shesh Shiyah Rasha, how does that look up? But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that we're going to be a Tzadik, and we end up being Rishayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't know. This, the answer to this question is very difficult. And based on what Rambam is saying, there's no way we as human beings are not going to understand this. Alright, but he says, and there's so many main sodos and main ideas and foundations of Judaism of God that are based on this. You have to know and understand what I'm saying. Kvar v'yarnu v'perek sheni me'hilchus yisod haTorah. By the Rabbam is hilchus shuvah perek hey alocha hey. So he says, we really said hilchus yisod haTorah shakadosh baruch hu ein yodeya mideya shichutz mimena. So he says, number one, he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not know something outside of him. So what that means is, again, this is very difficult. I am who I am, and my knowledge is something else. Okay, I am who I am, and I have knowledge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who he is and his knowledge is all one. That's the Achdus HaBor, the unity of God. It's all one. You can't separate it. Okay, whatever that means. He says, K'me'odem she'em b'daitem sh'nayim. Elohu yis'ala sh'mo b'daito echad v'ein daito sh'l'odem. Because of that, ein daito sh'l'odem yachol ha'sik d'over z'el v'uriyav. We can't understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the beginning of the shir. U'k'she'em she'en ko'ach b'odem l'ha'sik un'so amita t'bori sh'nemar. And since we can't understand and come close to even getting a glimpse of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, as the pasuk says, "Kilo yirani yodam b'chai," and koach v'odam lahastim so daito shabare. There's no possibility. Who shall know the omer? Kilo machlosai machlosechem v'odrachechem drachai. Nu Hashem. Our thoughts are different than God's thoughts. Our ways are different. The kaim and shekain who ain't bano koach leida. We don't know. Eich yodam kodesh baruch hu koach bruim maisim aval negatively suffek. He says, we don't know. A kodesh baruch knows what we're going to do. And give us free choice. I will negate the belay suffek. Shemais adam v'yada adam that our actions are in our hands. V'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshcho V'lo Gadol V'lo Lasuskei. God does not decree anything. V'lo Mnei Kabbalah Hadash V'lvad Dor Devrzeh. And it's, by the way, he says, this is not about Mesorah, he says. It's not because I have Mesorah on this. He says, the Rambam says, Ela Barayos Bruos V'divrei HaChachma. There are proofs you can give. V'neidah Nemar V'nevuah Shadonis Adam L'maisa K'maisa V'intov Imra V'zeh Rikar Shokol Divrei Nevi'at Huyimba. Okay, so the Rambam says, we have a question, how can we have free choice if God knows what we're going to do? That's a good question, and we're not going to understand it. That's the bottom line, okay? And he says, there are ways to prove this, we're not going to understand it. We'll come back to this. So the Raivin has a great objection with the Rambam. He basically says, why is the Rambam asking a question that he can't answer? Now forget it, why think about it? You know, I'm teaching high school boys right now in the morning. So you can imagine if something's bothering me at a certain Gemara, right? Something's bothering me. And it just, I can't explain the Gemara. And to me, it's not a theological dilemma, because whatever, I have a mood on the Gemara. But if I tell the boys this dilemma, it might, you know, just blow up their whole concept of believing in Torah Shavuot. So, you know, I'm not going to ask the question. And pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu, don't ask me. Yeah, I think Rabbi Yachaneski tells a story that when he was in Slavokan, Europe, there was a certain Gemara that he was very much bothered by. He didn't understand it all. Right? Whatever. Okay. Then he came to Canada. He came to Rabbi Das, and he was teaching this Masechta, and he was very concerned because American boys can ask a question, and what will they think if you can't explain the Gemara? It's a very strange Gemara. He was very concerned. Anyways, the story goes, see, he never would have necessarily raised the question, but as he was giving the shiur, I'm shocked, as far as came into his mind. But so the Rambam says, why is the Rambam raising the theological dilemma to cause a crisis of certain people? Let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam says like this. The Rambam is just in the middle, at the very end, it's not the Rambam. The cave and chicane who, anybody, see, suppose the Rambam, I'm sorry, and if it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom of the first side of the page, Amar Avraham, Lo noag zeh machaber minich hachamim. He says the Rambam is not following the minhag of wise men. Shein adam matzchil v'davar liyodel lashlim abrutin, and not starts and not only finishes. Hu cheyachel v'sheilos kushios. He says, and he starts with a tremendous question. V'yiniach adavar v'kushio v'chziru l'amuna v'tov. He says, and he says, we've got to believe, and that's it. V'tov ha'yeh, he says, lo laniach adavar v'tmimus hatmimim. He said he'd be better to go ahead and leave it. The people should be innocent. Not to arise the question. Maybe some person who never thought of this question will read this Rambam and, oh my gosh, he's right. I have a theological dilemma, a theological crisis. And they will cause them problems how to believe in our Kadosh Baruch Hu. We'll come back. So first, let's explain the Rambam. Okay, before we talk about the answer to the question, let's explain the Rambam. What was the Rambam doing? The Rambam's question is a good question. The Rambam asked every single question he has to ask. So on the other side of the page, I'm not going to do it inside, but source number 7, Avodas HaMelech from Nachum Krakowski, he goes ahead and he is bothered by it. And he says like this. In the second paragraph, number 7, Rav Nachum Krakowski says that there are two kind of questions that you have to ask that are very difficult. Notice he says, Hachel b'sheilos, Yeshnam Shnei, the second paragraph, number 7, Yeshnam Shnei Munachem b'yigoyim. There are two questions when it comes to logic. Hanimna v'hadavar shulamala migvul hasaga. There are certain things that can't be, and certain things that are impossible to understand. Okay? Certain things that can't be, and certain things that are impossible to understand. So he doesn't give examples, but he says like this. For example, he says that to understand how, listen, to understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give us Bechira Chavsh and still know what's going to be, that he says is something which is, the Rambam wants to point out, that is something which is impossible to understand. But the Rambam would raise this so much, come along and say that, you know, not only is it impossible to understand, but it can't be. It can't be. So the Rambam was not trying to raise the question, how is it possible? The Rambam was just pointing out, according to Avodas HaMelech, that it's something which is not an internal contradiction. He says like this. Rabbeinu Bisipro, Lobola Hakbar Dorm Shalom Alam and Asak. Our Rabbi does not come to explain things that apostles understand. He says, Elohim is Chachamim Laskein, the right is right, it's not the way of Chacham to do this. He says, because if he wants to explain things that are beyond our intelligence, our inquisitive grasp, right? The Rambam should talk about what happened before Briyas Olam, what's going to be after Briyas Olam, what's going on in the heavens, right? But the Rambam doesn't do that. He says, and there's so many questions you can ask. He says, Abu Rabbeinu Amad Po, sort of middle of the second paragraph, Al Sheila Acheresh, he began her Hanimos. He says, just like he said, it's impossible to say that 2 equals 4. It's impossible. That's something that's impossible. He says, Shehu Nimna Eno Bechol Kaboris Baruch Shema. Alright? So he says, something which is impossible is Sheker. So he says like this. So therefore, a person might think that the Kaddish Baruch Hu's knowledge of what's going to happen, and the fact we have Bechira might be impossible. He says, In Yadua, in Yodea, Hashem is Baruch. He said, Kaddish Baruch Hu knows, Yesh Lebechira Sa'adam Shkiyah, and Yesh Bechira Adam. And if a person has Bechira, then there's no Yadia. And he says, therefore, he wants to suggest maybe 2 things together are impossible. He says that if we were similar to Kaddish Baruch Hu, then this kind of concept that there would be Kaddish Baruch Hu knows what's going to happen, and the Zivar Chavish would be impossible. He says, "Aval achrei shabaris baruch shemo eini diyosach diyat leyadam shein yidiyosam shashnayim." But since the Kaddish Baruch Hu's yidiyah is not like ours, Kaddish Baruch Hu's all one. Elohu yisal l'shemo v'daito echad, and we can't understand it. Okay, so just like we can't understand a lot of things, we can't understand this. And basically, this is the law of nature. And just like we can't understand why God created certain laws of nature, the law of gravity, or about what some waters and fish, we can't understand this. That's all the Rambam is trying to say. He's trying to say is that this is not something which is impossible. It's something which is possible, and we can't understand it. But he was never trying to explain why. How it can be. That's the Rambam. Okay, now, the Ravid tries, so what does the Ravid say? So the Ravid says that, it's a very strange Ravid, and I really can't explain the Ravid fully, but the Ravid at the very end of source number 6, the Perakei Lachahei, so he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's knowledge is like the Adiyah Sayyid Starkinim, like the astrologers. Now, the astrologers get it right. That's what a Kaddish Baruch Hu. A Kaddish Baruch Hu gets it right also. In other words, astrologers see the future, and a Kaddish Baruch Hu sees the future also. The example is a very difficult example, because why would you appear, even if the Ravid argues in the Rambam, and he holds that when astrology is an art, if you know your astrology, you can tell the future, why would the Ravid use that terminology? I really don't know. Okay? But he says, and the Ravid goes on and he says, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that our nature will be a certain way, and we have whether we have the koach not to go out of it. That's what Kaddish Baruch Hu knows. But really, what is pshat in the Rambam in this idea? So very quickly, I'm not spending too much time on this because, as the Rambam says, it's hard to explain. Is in other words, Kaddish Baruch Hu knows the future. Knows the future. All right. How does he know the future? So why don't we know the future? What stops us from knowing the future? We know the future because time is what stops us knowing the future, right? So therefore, since we're created within time, we can't go ahead and we don't know the future. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who was before time, he's able to go over time. And therefore, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's happening now, and it's happening in 10 years and in 500 years, it's like it's all happening at the same moment. So there's no time for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to know what we're going to do without controlling us. Do I understand what I just said? Not really. But this is how they explain it. Okay. But I see the point. I think the Ramchal on Derech Hashem sort of hints to that. Now, so if we go and look, it's very interesting that you look at, we skip to source 10, 11, and 12. Actually, source 12 is 6 Parsha, but with Mechabed, he hardened Paro's heart. So we know that Chodesh Baruch Hu has two names. Chodesh Baruch Hu has a name, many names, Elohim, and also a name Yud Kei Vav Kei. Okay, and Rashi in Parashas Bereishis points out Bereishis Baruch Elohim Shemayim Ve'aretz Aretz doesn't say Velo Baruch Hashem, that Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei later Baruch Elohim. So the question is why? So Rashi points out that Chodesh Baruch Hu had first thought to create the world the Midas Hadin, and then he changed the Midas Harachamim. And the Midas HaRachman joined the Midas HaDin. So first it starts Elohim of Midas HaDin. Then Yud Kei Vav Kei comes into play. So Yud Kei Vav Kei symbolizes Rachman. Why does Yud Kei Vav Kei symbolize Rachman? Because what does Yud Kei Vav Kei mean? So if you look at source number 10, the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchot Hanukkah and Bokeh Siman Hei, so he says, the Shulchan Aruch discusses the question, what should a person's Kavana be when he's going ahead, and he's saying the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, what should he think about? So Shulchan Aruch says, he says, Chavin deferush kriyasto ba'adnu shudan akol. So when you go ahead and you say it, you should say, we say, Adnus, Hashem is the master of the world. B'chavin b'ksivaso, when you write it, he says, then you have to think, b'yud kei vav kei, hadar kavana, and what is it? In other words, so he says, then what does it mean? Yud Kei Vav Kei Hoya Hove V'Yiyah, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was, is, and will be. That's a Shem Shal Rachman. Why? Because when a Kadosh Baruch Hu sees everything at the entire moment, the past, the present, the future, and he sees everything, that causes a Kadosh Baruch Hu to have Rachman. A Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he shows his mercy upon us, it's not only because of us, because of our future we're building towards of. And that's what the Torah says in Parshas Bo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, source number 12, Perek Yud Halacha, Pasukim Aleichem Beis, Hashem said to Moshe, follow Paro, because I'm going to harden Paro's heart. Why? In order to place my signs. And he says, L'man Tisavir, in order that you should tell, Vazne Bincha Ben Bincha, I'm doing things for you now because of the future generations. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees everything, and therefore he has Rachamim. What causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees everything? It's Hayahov Viyah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere at that moment. That would be Pshat. That's the Pshat in that idea. Okay, now, so just to finish off, I think with one more Rambam, and that is very relevant to the Parshas we're in. So we spoke about Bechira Chavshas, free choice. But in the Parshas that we're in, we know there's no free choice. Why do we know there's no free choice? We know there's no free choice because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the Bechira Chavshas of Paro. So the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva, Perek Vav Halacha Gimel, asked that question. And he says basically, V'efshar sheyechta adam chei gadol o chatoyim rabin, ad sheyitein edin lefnei dayin ha'emesh sheyav piro mizeh chotei al chatoyim elu she'asav ritzon v'idai d'ashmonim men ha'tshuva v'iluch ha'rushot l'ashim erushon. That sometimes a person can sin so badly that the Pesach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, I'm being monei ha'tshuva, he will die in his wickedness. And who she HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omar al yidei Yeshaya Hashmein Leiv Amazed, of the Jewish people, their heart became fast, there's no chance to go to return. That they're going to be denigrated. The words of the Nevi'im, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no healing for them. They've gone so far, like they can't be healed, they can't do tshuva. They're so immersed in sin that I have to take away from the death of tshuva, shehu amarpe. Lefichach, and for that reason, kasa b'torah, written in the Torah, v'ani achazek et leiv paro, I'm going to harden paro's heart. Lefichachatem le'atmot chila, v'hara le'yisrael, hagaram ba'arso. Because he sinned on his own mishpat first, he was evil to the Jews who lived in his land, shenem ha'vazachalo, nasan adin lemnoah, tshuva menu, ashim nifre menu. Lefichach, therefore, chizek HaKadosh Baruch Hu es libo, v'lam ha'yishaleach lo b'yad Moshe. So he says, "V'amr shlach vas tshuva kvar amar l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu." Ain't atam. He says, "So why did he send in the hands of Moshe and say, go do tshuva?" HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he's not going to do tshuva. All right. So he says, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted people to know that you've reached a point where you're so wicked, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take away the possibility to do tshuva. And the Rambam goes on and he continues. He speaks of the days of Eliyahu HaNavi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away. Eliyahu HaNavi complained, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ba'atasi, Bobli, Bamar, Koronit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you took away their chance to do tshuva. because the Jews sinned so greatly in regard to idols in the days of Eliyahu HaNavi. See, and Rambam finishes off. Nimsas Omer Shlok Gazar Akel Azhar Lahol Yisrael. Hashem was never goes to power should be evil to the Jewish people. V'lo Sichon Lachto Ba'arso. Not against Sichon. He said, V'lo Kananim Lisasim. Not to Kananim to fulfill abominations. To do abominations. V'lo Yisrael La'avad Akum. Elokul and Chotim Yasmon. And therefore, because they sinned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu held back from the Piyat Tshuva. What's pshat? How do we extend that? So my father basically felt the best way to explain the Rambam is based on the Sfornos pshat on last week's parsha. He says, what does the Sforno say? I'll just paraphrase the Sforno. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted part of the Tshuva. And every person had the ability to do Tshuva. Okay, sometimes we have an ability to do Tshuva. Why? Because other reasons, there might be extraneous factors which causes the Tshuva. For example, a person who maybe Lalein Chas V'Shalom went off and is not religious. But some or another, he doesn't feel part of the family. He wants to come back to the family, so he becomes a Baal Tshuva. If he didn't become a Baal Tshuva because he, I know a person actually did not grow up in a religious household. And he became a Baal Tshuva, and he told him, why did he grow up in a Baal Tshuva? Because he had a son. And he looked around and he saw that the best way to raise his child is his religious child. So he told me. He didn't become a Baal Tshuva because of sincere religious devotion. Now he understands more. Back then, there was an extraneous reason. He says, and there are always extraneous reasons. However, sometimes someone can be so wicked, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take away their Bechira, that they can't return for extraneous reasons. And it can only return because you want to do Tshuva and you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Adon Olam, and he is the Osed, he's the Dayan, and because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you look at it, he says, if you look at the words of the Sforno, he says, Vani Akshim, Yinei Biyosa Kel Chavet, the Tshuva Shoshoyim, Lom Misasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Shoshoyim to do Tshuva, not they should die. As it says, Im Achmos, the most Sarah, until this took you on Kippur, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want us to die, Ki Yim HaShuva Rosh HaVadarku V'Chaya, I think that comes out, we mentioned this Pasuk in the Elo. Amar Shiyurvas, the Sos of Vosav, V'Zel HaHashim Mitzrayim HaTshuva. Okay? And so why did he make all these Makos and these Osos? Because he wanted to return to return. For the Elam, God lo b'chazos to the Mosim. To Amru, b'avur zosim haticha, b'avur osicha, as kochi. He says, and he wanted the Jews to see and be afraid. All right? He says, but ain't something this foreigner says. If it wasn't for Paros heart being hardened, he would send the Jews. But not because he wanted the tshuva. Not because he wanted the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He would have sent the Jews because he saw his land being destroyed. He says, not because of tshuva and submitting himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He felt bad rebelling against God. Even though he saw the godless, the greatness and the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only reason why he would have done tshuva at that point was because he couldn't deal with the makot, the tzarat hamakot, the pain of the makot. He says, as the avodim said to Paro, Atarim teida, don't you know? You have the Mitzrayim? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped Paro, held Paro back. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you can do tshuva, but only do tshuva because you want to do tshuva, because you want to come return to me, not because you're afraid of suffering. And that's what the Rambam means. The Rambam, when he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the path of tshuva, what is the Rambam referring to? The Rambam is referring that a person can always do tshuva, but it's not so simple. It's not so simple. Because why? Because you can't do tshuva because at that moment, when you're in that spot, so you're doing tshuva because you can only do tshuva because you want to return to God, not because not doing tshuva will cause you too much pain. That's the takes over. There's always a person the Rambam holds, always as much always has free will. However, I have to qualify that because there are obviously sometimes a person does not have free will. Okay, and we'll finish off with this idea. I think it should take us till the end of the shiur. And that is that there is a pasuk of Lev Malachim B'Yad Hashem, that the hearts of kings are in the hands of God. And that means that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something to happen, and it will happen. And that's all. So for example, if you look at the Radak, I believe it's Parakuf Mem Vav, famous Radak in Sefer Tehillim. Al Tiftechu B'Nedivim B'Ben Adam Shnei Tshuva, we say it every day. Don't hope in the divim and princes. Don't put your hope in Ben Adam, in people who basically there's no salvation in them. We always think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
It's the Radak. What is the pasuk? What's the Melech referring to? So he says, you know, when the Jewish people went back to build the base by Hashemi, Second Temple, after the Babylonian exile, so Koresh, the king of Persia, was the one who paid the first proclamation. And we could go in and say, wow, Koresh is such a humanitarian, what a great statesman. But you have to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was calling the shots. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to a king, this is what you got to do, and the king has to listen. The king has to listen. And as a matter of fact, if you look at the Radak says, and similarly, the Radak says, it's amazing the Radak said this. I don't know how he could have envisioned how this would come about. The Radak says that before Mashiach returns, comes to redeem the Jewish people, the Umos HaOlam will decide to grant the Jews a state. He doesn't use the word Palestine. But in Israel, in Eretz Israel. And you'll think it's because the great Russians who voted and the Americans. Leib Melachim B'yad Hashem. Al Tiftachu B'Nedivim. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes, what does he do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes has a plan. And sometimes he superimposes his plan. So how do we explain that? So I apologize, it's not on the Daf Makoros. I'm not exactly sure why I didn't make it on the Daf Makoros. It's definitely my fault. I'm not blaming anybody. But in Perek Vav, Hilchos Teshuva, the Rambam basically asks this question. And the Rambam's question, basically the Rambam says, the Rambam asks the question, how could a Kadosh Baruch Hu have punished the Mitzrim, Perek Vav Halacha Hey, if the Mitzrim was already programmed, the Jews would go down to Mitzrayim. Wasn't their choice? It was programmed. Let Lachem be on Hashem. So the Rambam says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never was gozer decreed on Ish Ploni Hayadua. He said he should do something wrong. Okay? Something has to happen. Something will happen. And if it's something bad, you don't have to go ahead and do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his ways. And as a matter of fact, so therefore it's true, it happened through Mitzrayim. However, the fact of the matter is that someone else could have done the job. Why did it have to be Paro? And there's a Chazal which explains that Yachem El Chadosh HaMitzrayim, that first the Mitzrayim came to Paro and said, we got something about a Jewish problem. And Paro said, no way, he was a humanitarian. And then all of a sudden, this is one shot. Many different spins on this pasuk. And finally, they deposed him, and he wanted to come back. So he agreed. In other words, there are many ways people could run away. But he says, so the idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan, and the plan will happen. In different ways it might happen. But person makes a choice to go ahead and be that person if it's something evil he fulfills. But that's not... Chaz Baruch Hu will sometimes, yes, get involved. But if it doesn't happen one way, it will happen another way. And the Ravid, who argues in the Rambam, he gives two different perchatim. The Ravid says that basically the Ravid explains that they had to be in the land and of Mitzrayim, but they weren't doing it to fill the word of God. They were doing it because they were basically expressing their own wicked tendencies, because they didn't have to oppress the Jews so much, they didn't have to make them work so hard. So therefore, yes, sometimes things can happen, but the way it happens can be in different ways, and therefore every human being makes their own choice. And this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets involved and he has to, just to finish off, the very beautiful story that the Rav Yitzchak Volozhin, so the son of Chaim Volozhin, who was a Talmud of the Gra, the one who started Yeshivat Volozhin, so he used to have conversations with government ministers. And one time he had a conversation with one of the government ministers, one of the cabinet members, I guess, of Russia, and the person said to him, how can you be so sure that God loves you, God watches over you? So Yitzchak Volozhin says, you really can answer that question for me. So what do you mean? He says, you know better than me that God loves and cheers the Jewish people. He says, what do you mean? He says, how many times have you gotten together and tried to issue a decree against the Jews? And something happened, and all of a sudden you didn't issue the decree. How many times did it happen? He says, a lot. So you know very well that Almighty God is watching over us. And that's the idea. So the bottom line is, I think that
Yes, we all have bechira chavshis, and sometimes we're born in situations or tendencies that might be very difficult. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu definitely has, that gives us the will and the strength to overcome that tendency. And sometimes, and therefore, when whatever path a person takes in life, it's really his own decision, his own choice. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan. And sometimes he will superimpose something to happen in order that the plan should come to fruition. God's plan should be fulfilled. And, you know, we, as a Jewish people, have the choice to go ahead and to help be part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plans to the proper fruition without damage. But it has to be our choice. And, you know, maybe someone should explain that to our politicians. Have a wonderful evening.